Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Timing by Meg Booker. Read by Leah Martin. He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Acts 1:7-8. There are a million reasons I'd love to race into the future and see what my daughters are going to do with their lives, so I know how best to prepare them for it. It'd be nice if we had a time machine to see when relationships would work and when we'd need to prepare for the fallout of heartbreak. It's difficult to open ourselves up to the possibility of friendship when we have no idea if it will work out long term. We're always searching for a guarantee in life. Luke recorded the verses above to remind the disciples that God holds the authority over all dates and times. The Life Application Bible explains, like other Jews, the disciples chafed under their Roman rulers. They wanted Jesus to free Israel from Roman power and then become their king. Jesus replied that God the Father sets the timetable for all events, worldwide, national, and personal. If you want changes that God hasn't yet made, don't become impatient. Instead, trust his timetable. So let's pray today for the patience to wait on God's perfect timing. Father, today we're reminded by Luke's recording in the book of Acts that you alone have the authority over the timetable of our lives, and it's not for us to know. But oh God, how we long to see around the next corner and into a new season of our lives. We desperately want to fix things and know they'll be okay. We long to fix people and know they'll be okay. But you're clear, Father, in your directives for our lives. We will be your witnesses, telling people about Christ Jesus everywhere. And you supply us with the power of the Holy Spirit to walk out your will in our lives. So, Father, although we can't have the answers we want to see, we can hold on to the promise that your plan for our lives is good. To the ends of the earth, we're to proclaim your name and live our everyday lives to bring glory to your name. Father, when our daily trials and tribulations are difficult to put at bay, snap our attention and refocus our thoughts on you and your purpose for our lives. This is the day you have made. Help us to rejoice and be glad in it. Not when it's over, not when it goes just the way we wanted it to, but in it. Help us to rejoice and be glad, Father. We all spend way too much time frustrated over things we can't change and can't foresee. Let us be faithful to look to you in all things, on all days, and know the authority is yours and yours alone. Let's be sure of the direction you're leading us every day, God, and stay faithful to follow your steps. Bless our day today, and let your will reign over our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.